The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Tonight's shapeshifter grew up in Cape Town, won a reality TV show, and then created an e-health platform. That's the story. We don't need to go into the details in the interview, but what an extraordinary story it is. Graham Rowe, Chief Executive and Co-Founder at Guidepost. You and Aisha Pandor have got the same medical sort of qualifications. She's got a PhD, but you've got a master's in science, in genetics. How do you go from genetics to reality TV shows into then going into e-health? I mean, I think there's a connection there somewhere, Graham. Can you plot it for me, if you would?
Chris, evening. Great to be here with you. There's another connection between Aisha and I. Well, there's a few more. We went to the same high school, and she also won the same scholarship as me at UCT.
No worries. Lots
of fellowships. So Aisha and I, we don't know each other very well, but it's amazing how many similarities there are. But she's definitely a step ahead of me. I have to call her doctor, whereas I've only got the master's degree.
Well, master, do tell us how did you connect those particular dots?
Yeah, so I started studying at UCT in 2000 when the human genome had just been sequenced for the first time. It probably cost your mind back 20 years. And I was really fascinated by this, and especially the prospect of personalized medicine. So using genetic information to tailor healthcare to the unique needs of every single human being. And I was totally fascinated by this and held on to that idea. And then met a guy called Richard Johnson, who I started the business together with. We met in 2009 and started talking about how we could make this idea a reality. And we realized there was a much bigger opportunity, which is we can give personalized and tailored one-to-one care to every person based on their psychology, based on their blood sugar levels, based on everything there is to know about this person, connect with them on a one-to-one basis, on a heart-to-heart basis, transform their health and get better outcomes. And we met Professor Dave Siegel, who's an endocrinologist, a diabetes expert in Joburg back in 2012, started the business then. It was just the three of us. Now we've got over 100 nurses in our network and about 50 full-time employees serving thousands and thousands of South Africans.
We'll get to that detail because I think that's part of it is fascinating. But when you meet Richard Johnson and you met Prof. David Siegel, you are working as a strategy consultant in the insurance industry.
Exactly right, yeah. So I'd used the analytical skills that I'd developed through my master's degree in the insurance industry. So we're doing really interesting stuff. At Hollard was the last job I had before I quit. And we're doing all sorts of amazing stuff, analyzing all sorts of insurance data and tailoring stuff to individual customers. And I thought, you know, if we can do this for someone who owns has got a funeral policy, why can't we do this for people who've got diabetes? Why don't we tailor the way that we treat them and analyze their data with the same level of rigor and attention to detail that we do in the insurance industry? So I learned a lot there. And luckily, Richard is a technical genius who's made so much of it come to life, and Dave had the clinical insight to turn it into something that would transform people's health. But all of that started to come together around 2012 when the three of us were brainstorming, drawing whiteboards, doing all those sorts of things that entrepreneurs do.
I'll get to Guidepost and exactly what it does and how it works in this diabetes epidemic, of course, that we have in South Africa. It's such a big issue, of course, in South Africa. Tell me about then Big Break Legacy. It's an entrepreneurship reality game. You and Richard go on together and you end up winning it. I mean, just remind us Big Break Legacy because it's 2012. It's a million years ago.
So this is 2012. It's SABC2. So Richard came to me and said, Graham, I've got a great idea to raise funding for the business. I said, fantastic. I thought he might have met a venture capitalist. And he said, look, we're going to go on a reality TV show and win a few million rand. And I said, what a terrible idea. But luckily, he's a very persuasive guy. And he said, look, we've got to enter. So we entered. And they eventually said, only one of you can go on the show. And we ended up deciding in a coffee shop in Parkhurst and Joburg that I would go on the show. And if I won, we would go 50-50 in the business. So that's how it started. And I went onto the show and there were 12 other contestants. You kind of lived in a house for a couple of months and did all sorts of entrepreneurship challenges. And yeah, I was fortunate enough to kind of get to the end of that, get the money together. Rich and I quit our jobs and we started the business full time back in the middle of 2012.
Other than the money, did you learn anything useful in the house? I mean, how much reality was there in the reality game that you were playing?
Yeah, amazing. So I learned a lot of incredible things, Bruce. So one of the most wise pieces of advice that anyone gave me was my sister said to me, and she'd been involved in the entertainment industry, she said the most important thing is to treat the crew and the people working on the show with deep respect and in a genuine way. And And it's so important. Obviously, that value of respect is absolutely profound in anything we do in life, but it just makes such a difference because you've suddenly got people who just kind of want you to succeed, right? You treat people with respect, or they want you to succeed, and you get these small little benefits and advantages along the way. So that was a lot of wisdom. And the other thing that it made me realize,
they could show your bad side. I mean, if you're nasty to the camera guy and he knows you've got a bad side, you know, you've got a slightly droopy eye on one side that makes you look like you scowl all the time, they may film you from that side just to get rid of you.
Bruce, 100%. So, you know, they take 10 hours of footage and they use 2 minutes of it, and they get to choose which 2 minutes, right? So it's incredibly important to have great relationships and be telling a great story so that the right 2 minutes get picked. And the other thing that I learned on the show was just how incredibly important your network is. And being an entrepreneur, obviously, this is like, you know, it's a cliche, but, you know, I would be in constant contact with my network of colleagues that I worked with, and my family and my friends, and so many of the great ideas that I used to win on the show and to survive and to make it through the show came from that network. And being an entrepreneur now the last 8 years, you know, it's all about the team. Like, we've got the most incredible team, and you know, I'm privileged to be kind of at the center of that. But on that show, I just learned how incredibly important that network and the support you get from your network is. And that was a massive lesson for me. And I've taken that forward in the business that we've been building over the last 8 years or so.
So you take the prize money. How much was the prize money, if I may be so rude as to ask?
It was 5 million rand, Bruce.
Whoa. So I mean, that was worthwhile.
Yeah, it was a good start. And it's hard to come by angel funding and kind of speculative venture funding in South Africa. So it was a massive boost to us, and it really set us off.
Okay, so you and Rich split the money between you, and you say, all right, we'll go 50-50. And then Dave Siegel comes in as a third co-founder. Does he add additional funding, or does he just bring his brain along and his medical expertise and says, okay, youngsters, I'll be your... who was the guy who went in with Wozniak and Jobs? His name was Wayne. Ronald Wayne. I'll be your Ronald Wayne. I'll be the adult in the room.
So Dave is maybe more the Wozniak. He's more the inventor and the creator and the sort of clinical brains behind the thing. But Dave, I was speaking to our lawyer at the time, and he said, you know, you're starting an e-health business. Maybe you should take a gun to a gunfight. Maybe you should have a doctor on your team. And I was sort of pounding the pavement, and I must have met about 80 or 90 different doctors all across Joburg, telling them the story of Guidepost and trying to find someone who shared the vision. And I walked into Dave's office. He saw me straight away, and he looked at the plan that I had, and he said, look, that's a really nice plan, but I've got a better one. And started to refactor the Guidepost business at that point in time. So Rich and I were thrilled to have him on from early days, and he's really been the visionary behind the clinical work that we do at Guidepost, who brings that level of a kind of rigor and clinical excellence to everything that we do in the business.
And let's talk about the problem you're trying to solve. I mean, the diabetes crisis in South Africa, it's an awful, awful disease. There's type 1 diabetes, and that's the diabetes that some people are born with. There's type 2 diabetes, which is acquired mostly through lifestyle failures. I think that's the last way. If you eat too much, drink too much, you have a high risk of creating type 2 diabetes. And together, they're a fairly deadly combination in our country. I think more people die of diabetes than most other things, don't they?
Absolutely. So I'm glad to hear you saying that it's this deadly problem and a crisis, and not enough people realize that. So, you know, we primarily solving the type 2 diabetes problem.
The largely self-inflicted one.
The self-inflicted one, but it's really an aging thing. You know, so something like 25% of people over the age of 60 have type 2 diabetes. So, you know, there's definitely a lifestyle element, and the management is all about lifestyle. But as you get older and older, you know, almost every family in South Africa is going to have someone in the family who develops type 2 diabetes as they get older. So it's a disease of aging. Yes, it's a lifestyle disease. But really what we're doing is solving that type 2 problem to say, you know, our typical patient is around, you know, 60, 70, even 80 years old. They've worked hard their whole life. They've made it through all sorts of stresses. They've saved up. They're ready to enjoy the grandkids. And suddenly they hit a brick wall. They develop this problem. Their blood sugar is not under control. And that creates all these risks. So it creates a risk of stroke, it creates risk of heart attack, it creates risk of kidney failure. And right now, what's very topical is it's hugely harmful to people with COVID-19. So in the Western Cape, I don't know if you've seen the stats, but something like 52% of all deaths from COVID in the Western Cape were in people with diabetes. So, you know, it undermines your health in such a broad way. And what we're doing in our business, the problem we're solving is making people with diabetes much more resilient and robust, improving their health, improving their control of their blood sugar in a way that, that fundamentally lowers their risk of having these complications, ending up in hospitalization and heaven forbid, even dying from one of those complications.
We'll talk about how it works in just a moment. I'm chatting to Graham Rode this evening, Chief Executive and one of three co-founders at Guidepost. Guidepost is a platform, as he explained it, which helps to help people with type 2 diabetes manage that illness. It's a critical illness. And recently, they've got some venture capital investment. So they got it, the first 5 million rand investment as a result of winning the reality TV show. And I didn't pay nearly enough attention to it. I'm so sorry I didn't, because I would have learned so much. But they won, of course, the reality TV show in 2012. And from that, they have now built a substantial business which employs more than 100 people. More with Graham Rowe in a moment. The Big Break legacy, of course, was the game show that he played. What platform have you created? Because in a world where most of the people who fall prey to a disease like diabetes are not necessarily that technologically au fait. So how do you make it work and make it relevant?
Bruce, so you nailed it. So what we're trying to do is meet the patient where they are rather than throwing technology at people. And what we saw when we started the business back in 2012 is there is something that works incredibly well in managing diabetes, which is a relationship with a diabetes educator. So this is a person who's typically a nurse. They have a deep expertise in the disease clinically, but they're also fantastic at building relationships with other human beings. So the nurse builds a relationship with her patient. She can help that patient to change their attitude towards diet, lifestyle, achieve real transformation and change in their life. And that works incredibly well. And all the clinical evidence is there because the drugs work, the protocols work, and anyone can achieve control of their disease. And the limiting factor is really that behavior change. And diabetes nurses, diabetes educators, diabetes coaches are great at achieving that. So when we set out, we said, well, we don't need to build patient-facing technology. What we should build is technology to enable those diabetes coaches, enable those diabetes nurses, give them the technology and the software that they can use to be even better at their jobs and multiply the impact that they can have in the world. So what Guidepost is it's a tool for diabetes coaches that makes them much more effective and efficient in their job. So what coaches are great at is they provide that compassion, that empathy, that connection to the patient, the clinical expertise, and we provide a software platform that the coach can work on, which brings in all the clinical data, analyzes that data, helps map out the process of engaging with the patient, and takes that forward over a number of months to drive a great clinical outcome. So the way that we solve this technology problem is that the patient doesn't really see any technology at all. They have a conversation with someone who has an enormous amount of care and compassion for them and enormous amount of clinical expertise. So they experience it as a phone call. We'll do hours of phone calls with patients over a series of consults over many, many months. The patient doesn't really have to engage with technology very much at all. The nurse is the expert working with our technology on the other side to shape that process and to take the care to the next level.
So what's the business model? How do you make money out of something like this?
So I'll talk about the problem first. As you said, it's a society-wide problem, and it kills an enormous number of people. Enormous number of people end up in hospital. And that costs insurance companies a massive amount of money. Tens of billions of rands are spent in South Africa every year on hospitalizations related to diabetes. And globally, about $800 billion are spent every year on the healthcare costs associated with people with diabetes. So there's an enormous amount of money flowing out of insurers. This is life insurers, medical insurers, to manage all of these terrible things that happen when diabetes is uncontrolled. And those are our customers. So in South Africa, we work with medical insurers and life insurers. And they said to us, look, we've got a huge problem with diabetes. We've got, for example, we might have 100,000 people with diabetes. Many of them, their blood sugar is all over the place. That's going to result in them ending up in hospital. And those insurance companies pay Guidepost to engage one-to-one with those patients. We bring them into our network. We connect them with one of our over 100 coaches. We take each person on a personalized, unique journey, and that results in them ending up in hospital less often. And that's an enormous benefit to the insurer. And so those are our customers. So we make our money from insurers, and we've also got some great pharmaceutical companies that when people use their drugs, those patients are supported through their patient support program. So that's the business model.
And again, it looks like something that is highly exportable because, you know, type 2 diabetes is a human condition. There are 7 billion humans in the world, and outside of South Africa, I'm sure type 2 diabetes in societies, particularly where obesity is a problem, and South Africa's got obesity issues. I think the world, as diets have changed and we've had more processed foods and we've had more sugars in our diets, all of these bad things that we know aren't good for us, but they're blooming delicious. And we end up making our odds of getting a type 2 diabetes as we get older that much higher. And I think it's a global, not just a South African phenomenon.
100%. So 99% of all people with type 2 diabetes are outside of South Africa. So we've got, you know, about 4 or 5 million people in South Africa with diabetes and about 450 million globally. So that's 100 times as many as South Africa. We've got some really interesting global partnerships with leading players in the life insurance space, and we're talking to insurance companies all over the world. You know, a really interesting market, for example, is Saudi Arabia. They've got an enormous problem with type 2 diabetes there. So we've got a proudly South African innovation that we're planning to export all over the world. And, you know, we've got some interesting starting advantages in South Africa. We've got an enormously diverse society. So we deliver guideposts in 7 different languages and many more different cultural nuances, religious nuances, etc. And we know how to deal with all of that. We've got technology that allows us to tailor, and that's really useful in exporting to diverse cultures and countries all over the world.
In order to do so, you need money. And I see Alpha Code, which is part of Rand Merchant Insurance, and Endeavor have actually put money in as well. So in addition to the startup capital that you raised through playing the reality TV show, of course, all those years ago, is you actually are now finally getting some proper funding into the business to enable the expansion.
Absolutely. It's really exciting to have Endeavor and RMI Alpha Code on board in the business. You know, they not only provide the capital that lets us drive the business forward and take it global, but also incredible expertise in building businesses like this. They've done it many times before. They bring incredible expertise into the business, experience, and phenomenal networks. So, you know, for any entrepreneur, it's a dream to have these kind of partners in your business. And they see the enormous global potential. They see the massive global problem that you articulated earlier. And so we are planning to take the business 10x and 100x all over the world with the support from those amazing partners.
Does your studies in genetics still count? I mean, are they still very useful? I'm assuming because genetics has surely got to play a part in type 2 diabetes. I mean, you are using your studies beyond your ability to be precise and data specific and all of those life skills. I mean, the science has got to be very useful.
100%. So, you know, there's some really exciting and interesting stuff happening in the personalized medicine space where we can use genetic data about each unique individual to tailor care for them. So I keep up with that on a kind of amateur basis. I wouldn't call myself a professional scientist anymore. But there's incredibly exciting stuff coming down the track there. And the long-term thing is that as we accumulate more and more data and guideposts, so we've already got millions of clinical data points. Every month that passes, every new patient, every time there's more innovation around the devices we can use to collect this data, whether it's genetic data or blood sugar data, all of that streams into our business and we can use it to build up our core IP and deliver even better services for our patients. So, you know, it's really exciting what's happening out there with the science as it develops, and all of that creates more and more advantage and benefits and allows us to bring better and better care to patients as we expand and grow the business. So, yeah, I'm getting to do something really exciting with my science background, and it's a privilege to be able to bring life-saving care to so many people with the business.
The common story of startups is so many people who do start the startups aren't necessarily the people who take them to great global success. And at some point, the funders go, you know, you were brilliant and you started this and well done, but it's time to go. Or it's time to, now you can become the executive vice chairman of strategy or something. And you get, because there's the risk, of course, that you lose greater and greater control of the business that you started. Does that sort of bother you as you get professional funding in and greater requirements and the adulting, if you like, of the startup?
Yeah, so it's definitely a huge issue for any entrepreneur. You know, I think I've changed a lot as I've matured as an entrepreneur. In the beginning, I was really worried about giving away control and having, you know, other people interfering with my vision and sort of what I wanted to do with the business. And and I've really kind of grown in my understanding of this to say it takes a team. As you said, diabetes is a society-wide problem, and you don't even need an incredible team inside your business, which is what we've got at Guidepost. You need phenomenal customers, you need great partners in your network, you need amazing investors, and you've got to bring building a business about bringing all those people together. And you know, I'm very happy to kind of have a lower and lower stake in the business. I think that I'm a better and better CEO all the time. So I'm looking forward to spending many more years in that role. But yeah, it's a privilege to make it a thing that exists in the real world, not just my imagination. That inevitably involves giving up control and involving more and more people in the business. And that's actually, for me, become a pretty exciting part of the journey, something that maybe I felt was a bit of a threat, like many entrepreneurs do early on. I've really grown in my understanding of that. And I'd say to any entrepreneur out there, you know, bring in the right partners, bring in the right investors. That's what's going to take your business to the next level, way more than you could ever do on your own.
Fabulous story this evening, Graham Rowe. Thank you for sharing it. Chief Executive and Co-Founder at Guidepost, another great South African innovation going global.